A doctor friend of mine who meets all kinds of people on a daily basis recently remarked to me that while we have goals when we are young that we work towards and gain satisfaction, we hardly think of our old age and leave it to chance. Photo by Vlad2021ban on pexels.com. We laughed about this possibly being the subject for a blog post and moved on to other topics. But the remark stayed with me and had me pondering over the matter quite seriously. Many of us prudently plan for finances for our old age or life post-retirement, and that is very important given the longevity that we have progressed to. But do we actively think of what we will or can do when we grow older? Photo by Andrea Piacquadio on pexels.com. Most of us are quite clear in our own minds at least that we will remain independent to the end, take our own decisions and not be a burden on anyone. But does that thinking include conscious efforts or planning for things that will make us happy on a day-to-day basis, when our lives have become like the mature river meandering to meet the sea, when our daily lives are not a race against time or are not crammed with a never-ending to-do list or spent dealing with the demands of a young family? Photo by Kedit Subianto on pexels.com. What happens when our children are grown up, well settled, our aged parents are no longer on earth, when we are more fragile than we used to be, but are yet handling our own affairs? Do we think of what would happen if we got weaker and lost our mobility? Photo by Andrea Piacquadio on pexels.com. I know several people who have got their affairs in order in the event of the death of themselves or their spouse. Photo by Pavel Danilyuk on pexels.com. But this still leaves a lot to be pondered over about how to actively keep ourselves reasonably happy. What makes you happy may not work for me. Turning our thoughts towards religion or spirituality will only take us some of the way. Photo by Pixabay on pexels.com. Photo by Julia Folk on pexels.com. While we need to think about this, we also need to remember that even if some activity planned for ourselves does not work, we should be agile enough to explore other activities. To keep doing something that does not satisfy or nurture you is a waste of our time and one of the many ways in which we become rigid in our thinking or give up too easily. Being reasonable, happy, and engaged may mean different things to different people. What makes you happy may not mean anything to me. It doesn't matter what gets you going. Thinking consciously about it and learning to be self-reliant regarding our own emotional and mental health is what is of concern to us. We should not wait until the moment is upon us, rather plan deliberately for our own happiness in our old age, before we actually become too old to do it. What do you think? I would really like to know.